I knew it. I fucking knew it. Okay. I knew. I when you reached out to me, I was like, this is because of that page.
Hello and welcome back to another Latino Vida podcast and the Latino Vida podcast. And why are you laughing?
It was just funny.
Because I'm Latino?
No, well, you were just like, I'm the Latino with the podcast.
Which is
it's
because
the truth.
I am. The
yeah, you are the Latino with the podcast.
Welcome to another. My name is Christian Henningsmeyer, and today I'm with Naina Kenner. I was really scared of mispronouncing your name because this is my first memory I have about you.
Oh, no.
I was hosting at the... it was the open mic with... Greg... I don't remember that because they changed the name. Now it's Kili at the Kexi, I believe it was.
Okay.
And
that's what it used to be.
I was hosting, and I believe I didn't know you or you didn't know me. I believe I've seen you before, but you didn't know who I am. And you just approached me. It's like, just in case, my name is Naina. Don't say Nina. It's Naina. And I was like, she's going to kill me if I mispronounce the name.
I don't even remember that, but I believe
it. Yeah, no, I remember because I was scared. Like, I was already nervous for being the first time hosting, and then it's like, I'm going to say Nina so much. I'm going to fuck this up.
Oh, now I feel bad.
But, okay, you need it? Because I've been telling, like, yeah, I will have Naina on the podcast. It's like, oh, you mean Nina? It's like, no, it is Naina.
It is Naina.
So
I know it sounds crazy.
But why? Because why is Naina?
That's what my parents named me.
And they're like, yeah, it's like this. And you're like, but.
So I'm named after someone.
Okay.
And her name's Naina.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
When your name.
Yeah. That's why it's.
But I guess it's confusing and it gets a lot of people being like, it's not.
Well, yeah, it's the problem is my parents should have. So that's how the woman who I'm named after spelled her name, N-I-N-A. But my parents definitely should have spelled it a different way. Because I've even said that to my mom. I was like, why did you spell it like Nina? And she was like, oh, well, I just didn't think about it. And I'm like, you were a teacher. You should have known. Granted, she taught high school math, but she should have known.
But you own it now. Like, you're like, this is my fucking name. Don't fucking mispronounce it.
Yeah.
I'll fucking kill you in this open mic right now.
I have thought about, like, just for, like, comedy stuff and acting stuff, like, changing the spelling.
No, don't do it.
Don't do it?
No, because it's like my last name. This is what I think about my last name. No one will fucking care. And everybody will mispronounce it until I make it.
That's true.
The moment I make it, I'm like, yeah, Henningsmeyer. Like, I'm doing something right. So the moment, like, they see you coming in on stage or coming into a stand-up or coming into a movie, short film, and they're like, yeah, Nine is coming, you are like, did it right. Did something right. Like, instead of like, oh, sorry, how is it pronounced? The moment that they're like, yeah, Naina, dude, you know Naina? They're like, I did it. If you change it, you won't have that, like...
Yeah, I won't have that. Yeah, that's true.
It is
a sense of pride when people are like, oh, now when I see that name, N-I-N-A, I say Naina. And I'm like, that's right. That's right.
Okay, I'm going to keep going with the memories. Because I believe I know you for, like, at least 2-3 years.
Probably.
Because I believe the first time I saw you was at Carbon Arc. That now is Sojourn is where I work.
Oh, you work there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I work there now. But at Carbon Arc, they have an open mic on Thursday. I believe one of the first interactions, like the first time I saw you was there. And for some fucking reason that I do not understand, okay, there was one joke that stick in my mind forever.
Oh, no.
Can I say, you know what joke is it?
I have no idea, so okay. Go ahead. It's going to be foul. I know that. It's going to be something bad.
No, it's not bad, but it's like, I don't know why it sticks to me. Like, that the best sex you have ever had in your life was with a guy that has a Clifford tattoo. My brain was like, let's remember this forever. Why not? I'm going to be dying. It's like, yeah, she fucked. And I believe because you also, like, you were like, this is a true story. It's like,
it's 100% true. That
never
story
it.
Is... 100% true. I have had sex with someone who has a Clifford the Big Red Dog tattoo. It was great.
Do you miss the guy or the tattoo, like if you can have something back.
He has stolen my life. So
okay, perfect guy with the Clifford tattoo. For years you've been doing a nice work. Okay, thank you.
It's been a while.
Did you ask why he has that tattoo? Like, or you're like, no, like just keep doing what
so
you do.
So he actually has a whole cartoon sleeve.
Okay.
I don't.
At that moment, it's been growing, or is
since it was, I've known him, it's been okay. Completed.
But you were fixated on the dog.
Perfect. But there was one night that we were hooking up, or we were hanging out while we were hooking up too. Okay. But he like has a lot, but like Clifford stood out to me
because he's a ref big dog. Okay.
Well, they're not in color. None of the tattoos are in color, but like I just like clearly saw Clifford. And I was like, I gotta write a joke about it.
I'm just thinking about what position you clearly saw Clifford.
I mean, it's like, I can't remember where he's at. I want to say he's like right here. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the position. Like, where was he? What were they doing that? It was like this in your family.
We've done a lot. We've done a lot over the years. So it's hard to say.
But. Okay. I'm not going to get too much in that territory. I believe people will like it. I mean, if he sees the podcast, he'll be like, yeah.
I'm definitely going to show him that because he will think it's hilarious. I just like.
What other characters are there? Or you're like, no, just kidding.
He definitely has Magic School Bus.
Okay.
There's a Phil and
so
Lil.
So he's around 30 something.
Yeah, he's 34. I'm 32.
I'm going to clip this part. He won't see it. I'll just clip this part.
He's 36.
What's his name? And you're like.
You're gonna clip his. You're gonna clip that part out.
No, that is like I ask you his name and you're like, yeah, I don't know. I just know about the Clifford part, okay? That's the only thing I know about the. No, you don't have to.
I only know people I sleep with by their tattoos. I don't learn their names.
Yeah, you don't have to say.
I don't have to. Why would I have? But that's actually how I save them in my phone is by their tattoo.
Clifford.
It's identifying marks actually.
Well, I'm glad he's still in your life because yeah. I really like that joke. For some reason, it was like melt in my
it
mind.
Is one of my favorite jokes to tell.
You told it that last time we were at Laugh It Off, by the way. Really nice show on a really nice bar that is like a non-alcoholic bar.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Well, this goes a little bit with the topics I brought for you.
Oh, no. Okay.
There you go. No, it's a good topic. I believe it will be good. People out there, guys especially. There's a magical page in Facebook called Vouch Dating. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Okay. This is funny. Okay.
It's a magical page. Actually, one of the reasons you're here, lady.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Okay. I knew. When you reached out to me, I was like, this is because of that page.
Because it is such a nice topic. Like, this is how it works. It's a page. Just women are on the page. No men allowed. And so they're put like picture of men, but again, a guy cannot be himself putting him there. So a friend of you, a woman, have to vouch for you being like, oh, this guy is actually a cool guy. Mm-hmm. He's been looking at that. They put description, they put some pictures of you. And then women reach out to the person who posts you. And my friend posts me and... She starts sending me the comments, and one was you like, I know him for stand up. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, because like, you know, like the whole point of the page is to be like, these guys are good guys or whatever. But thank like, you. If I see somebody I know, which I think it's
fuck this motherfucker.
No, so you're the only one I've seen that I know on that vouched page. Okay. There's been some other dating pages that I've seen people that I know. But like if they're a nice guy, I definitely will be like, no, they're nice, they're no. Cool. Like, cause you know, sometimes, well, maybe you don't know, but with it, it's hard. Cause sometimes like people can be very different in person than they are like when they date. And, like you could get a whole different person than like this person's my friend. And then this person is somebody I date, but we know each other on a different level. Yeah. I didn't meet you as a friend. I met you through stand up. So like. To see you over the years in those settings still be cool and chill and like a nice guy and never creepy. I think that people who are looking for someone to date should know that.
Yeah, no, it was.
Because like a lot of times men are very creepy in stand up.
Okay, I'm going to tell you like it warmed my heart a little bit. Why? Because it was first, it's cute to have something like apart from the person who posts you vouching for you. It's like, yeah, I know this guy. But second, because like, I believe, I mean, we know us for a stand up, but I never thought of like you coming to say like, oh yeah, this guy is a nice guy. Like, if you put like all the people I know from stand up, like who will buy for you in this page, like I wouldn't be like, yeah, Nina will do it. And so it was cute, like oh, she actually likes me, like as a person.
Yeah.
Because sometimes like I don't know how to interact, because my mind's always like, I don't want to annoy people.
Yeah, like, I understand. I have that feeling a lot.
And
like,
as you said, in stand up, like being annoyed by guys is so common. So in order to avoid being one of those and extra careful, like not gonna talk to you too much, I'm gonna like respect boundaries and be like from far, like, hi, yeah, we know each other, cool. But I'll never like over people being like, hey, how are you, whatever. So I didn't think like you were like, no, he's actually a nice guy. Like, I thought you were like, yeah, this is a guy who does stand up also. Like, I never expected that message, so it was really cute.
Aww.
And it worked, okay? The fucking page worked. Because I'm
yay! did you get to talk to somebody?
And they didn't know. Like, I told her I'm gonna speak about her in this episode, but I'm dating now, and it's been
how long ago was that? That doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
No, like we've been dating for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
But it's been really good.
I'm the reason they're dating.
Thank you.
It's me.
But it worked. Like I've been dating. It's been amazing. Like I like that my friend, she was like, I'm getting like a lot of messages, and she just sent me. But she sent me this one, and I was like, you know, I have like, okay, I'm kind of interested in these three, these four. She sent her profile. I was like, her.
Aww.
And she was like, oh, she sent me this message, and basically the message was like, oh yeah, can you like do tomorrow, the 5th of November, the day of the elections, and I was free. Like I was like, you know what, let's fucking do it. I don't want to like waste too much time. I went out with her, and it was like, yeah, like I don't want to keep knowing people. My friend was like, this is the American way of dating, and we can talk about that, and I fucking hate it. The American way of dating is like you date multiple people until you find one that you want to be exclusive with.
Yeah.
But that way, let's say your multiple people is three people. If you do that, you're going to hurt two people.
Yeah.
So I hate it. Like I'm not like, oh yeah, I'm talking to five and then I decide no. So I just dated her, and like it's been working. So like it's the only person I've been like I date from the profiles that they send me, like, and I after her I was like, don't even send me more. Like, I believe I'm good here, and if it doesn't work, you're gonna see
another
post. If it
doesn't work,
post.
I'll go back.
I'll go back to the vouch for dating.
I'll be like, send me those old messages.
Yeah. No, you have to be fresh. You have to be another picture again.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
My friend, she was like, I don't understand why there's not a vouch dating for women, like you, a page where of your guys where you put pictures like, ah, she's my friend, da, 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 da. And I was like, because you don't need it. We can post a picture of a convict.
Think the other issue is that like the reason those pages, like the vouch dating page, started is because like these are people who are saying like, this guy is not gonna hurt you, this like physically harm you, this guy is not gonna like this guy's not a piece of shit, like, and not that men, not that that doesn't happen to men, but like dating violence is so much more prevalent.
Yeah.
Like with men, like that the man is hurting the woman, where like we need a space like that, where like.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. And it's
more
not
safe.
Even just like, yeah, it's safer for us. It's not even like a, oh, I can't find a guy. I just don't think I'm pretty enough. Like, that's not the issue. Like, a man will find you attractive. You can go anywhere and find a man who's going to find you attractive, and you can go out with him. But you don't necessarily know if that guy's safe. So I think that's, like, where the difference is.
For me, the difference, like, there's non-existent, because if that patient exists, we will post, like, hey, she just got released from prison. She stabbed her last boyfriend 26 times.
But, like, I swear she's reformed.
She,
like, prison did wonders for her. She's reformed now.
Not even. You don't need that. The comments will be like, send more. Is that a mug shot? She looks hot. Like,
honestly, her mug shot. I mean, like, it's pretty good for a mug shot. I still hit, so.
Yeah, I just DM her. And it's like, you don't need that. Like, literally, guys can be like, she just killed her last two ex-girlfriends. Like, yeah, but she looks hot. Like, I'll date her.
I'll risk it, man. Yeah. Like, I'll risk it.
Yeah, so you don't need you. Like, women don't need validation. Like, you just be out there, like, and guys will be in love. But do you have any friend that you have posted? Never.
No.
Did you at some point will do it?
No.
No. Why not?
I don't know.
They don't deserve it.
Yeah, first of all, they don't deserve it. It's interesting that you asked me that. That's never been a thought that crossed my mind.
Okay, let's do a pause I need to do a pause, but let's do a pasta. Okay, let's do a pause, and we're gonna come back with why you haven't put your friends. Okay. Adios. And we are back. She told me his friend is an asshole. But.
I've got a mouthful of cheese right
and I cannot defend him. No, keep going. So I just keep going. His friend is an asshole. He just cheated on his last girlfriend. He is, you know, the citizen app. He's been there. If you paid, it's incredible that you gotta pay for safety, but
we've got this like cute new website for men for dating. And it's called Cook County Jail.
He's there. Actually, there's some women that like that.
There are.
Have you seen about
the Menendez brothers?
No, it was a serial killer.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy. That there was a woman that went to visit him in prison, and she was mad in love with him after he was convicted, and she became her girlfriend while he was in jail. It's like, don't you love yourself? Like, what is happening here?
Something's wrong with him.
I can't change him. It's like he's in prison.
Forever. forever.
I can change him.
Well, that's like the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric Menendez.
Okay.
Do you know about them?
No.
Okay, they killed their parents. Anyways.
Oh, perfect kid.
Yeah. There's a lot of controversy over them. A lot of people think that they should be released. Netflix just released a show on them. But both of them, definitely one of them. I don't know about both.
It's hot.
Well, they both were very attractive.
Okay.
But I know one of them has been married twice since going to jail. I'm like, I can't even have one official exclusive boyfriend. and the Menendez brothers are getting married, divorced, and married in jail.
Why does women like that? Then there's like, there's not good guys. You are marrying a guy in jail.
There are good guys. They're just in prison.
They just killed their parents.
They just kill their parents. They just kill people. It's crazy.
But okay.
It's a flaw. It's a right.
Getting back. Why won't you post? Because my friend, I know what she did was impressive. I want to return the favor of trying to, because we were going to speed dating.
Mm-hmm.
Speed dating. One step cooler than the dating apps.
Yeah.
But it's basically the same. Like, the only thing that is better than the dating app is that the conversation you have on the dating app is in person, so they cannot be like far hours later be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I just don't use this app. They're in person. That's mm-hmm. the only better thing. But for the rest is the same. You match and they don't answer, and it's like, then why?
Yeah.
Why do we matter? Like, what are you doing here? But so I know what my friend did was amazing. I want to return the favor, and I will at some point. This is a picture of her, and she's single. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I always say I have a gay porn in the background, but today is just Candice. Her name is Candice. Candice is amazing, but she did something amazing, and I know it's like let's call it a big favor. Why wouldn't you do it for a friend?
So a lot of my male friends are either in relationships or gay. So.
Okay. That sums.
That's a big reason. And then like my one friend who definitely comes to mind, he would hate it if I did that.
Why?
He's autistic.
Okay.
And he would not like it
Does
if I did
know
that.
That he's autistic, or just hear laughing out like, yeah. You're fucking autistic.
Oh, he knows he's autistic. Like, okay. And he wouldn't be mad at me for saying that. I guess I could ask him and be like, hey, do you want me to do this? And
I mean, but the thing is, like, they don't go straight to him. They will go to you, and mm-hmm. you can filter with him, like, hey.
Yeah.
So
I guess I could just suggest it. It's just nothing I really ever thought of.
If you're listening to this, first, thank you. Second, like, I don't know how you got here, if Nina didn't send you the link. But if you're listening to this, you can filter with her what you want. It's not as aggressive as you might think that, like, yeah, you're going to get a lot of messages now. It's like, you can be like, you know what? She seems nice. I would like to try. So if I believe you can suggest it.
I'll suggest it to him. We'll see what he says.
He's like, I will fucking hate it. You're like, you know him so much.
I feel like I would be like, hey, do you want this? And he would be like, why? Why? I've tried to get him to download a dating app before. And he was like, absolutely fucking not. Like, he was like, no, we're not doing a dating app. And I'm like, come on.
Don't do dating app. Dating app sucks.
They do suck. I was on and off them for a long time. And then...
Get them worst experience in the dating apps.
I mean, like, you just meet weirdos, or you meet people that, like.
What is the worst date you have had on dating apps? The day that you were like, I need to fake an emergency. I need to fucking leave.
Luckily, no faking emergencies.
Okay.
The worst, like, first date that I went on, was. Like, this isn't really that bad, but it was a first date where the guy, like, this guy was, like, weird. He was just weird. I got there, and he was just fucking weird. And we were like, oh, we'll take a walk in Lincoln Square, and then we'll, like, pick a restaurant to go to.
Okay.
And, like, we're going on a walk, right? He's power walking. Like, power walking. I'm jogging. To keep up with him. I'm breaking a sweat. And I was like, where should we go to eat? And he's like, I'm not really hungry. And I was like, are you fucking kidding? Actually, no. No, no. Okay, I take this back.
Okay.
This is the worst one I've ever been on. So there was this guy. I'm going to name him.
Just immediately you remember.
I remembered a different one. His name was, I'm going to name drop him. His name is Maurice. And fuck you, Maurice. So we went to this bar. I don't remember what bar it was, but I don't even remember where it was. But we go to this bar and we meet up, and it's like, I don't know, 5 or 6. It was like early enough. It was like early enough that I didn't know if we were going to eat.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because like, it's like 5. So it's not necessarily like dinner time, but like.
But we can get there if the day goes well.
But like, it was like one of those weird things. I didn't know whether or not I should eat beforehand. So I didn't. Okay. And so I get there. It's 5 o'clock. Now we're like 3 drinks and 2 shots in. Like, okay. I mean, we were like drinking. And I'm like, I'm getting like really drunk.
Okay.
And so I was like, do you want to get something to eat? And he was like, oh, I ate before you got. I like ordered something to eat before you got here.
What a gentleman. What a nice guy.
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude, even if you did that. If it does me, I'll be like, yeah, like, I ate before you got here, but if you want to order something, like, we can.
Yeah.
Like, let me buy
even
you
like a side of fries.
Yeah, let me buy you something. Like, you want to eat? Let's grab a pizza.
We could have got naps.
Yeah.
Like, and so, anyways, then he was like, because he needed to leave early for something. Something was like going on with his apartment. I forget what was going on. He was like, I have to be home tonight. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, well, you should come back with me. And I was like, no, because you just like told me all your roommates are going to be home. Like, this is super weird. So I didn't go home with him. And then, like, we were going to try to plan another date.
Okay.
And he, like, was like, I just want, like, you should just come over. And I was like, no, I'm not comfortable with, like, just coming over.
Yeah, after you tried, like, to get me drunk, no.
Yeah, like, you got me drunk.
There you go.
You got me drunk. And then, like, I just didn't feel like I knew him well enough to, like, go to his house yet. And I wasn't really sure I would, like, wanted to have sex with him yet. And so I was like, like, you know, let's just, like, meet up somewhere. And then, like, depending on how it goes, like, maybe I'll come, like, back to your place. And he was like, well, blah, blah, blah. Like,
he was really not.
Yeah, he was, like, really not wanting to go out anywhere. And I was like, listen, I'm not, like, I was like, he was like, well, I don't have any money. And I was like, well, we could go to a park. Like, it doesn't have to be an expensive date. Yeah. We can, like, hang out at the park and bring a bottle of wine. Like, that's – I'll bring the wine. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
You bring the park.
You bring the park. I'll bring the wine. It'll be fine. I was younger then, so I would have brought the wine. Now I'd be like, no, you get the wine. But now...
No, I believe now you would be like, you don't get a second date.
That's well, it. Actually, now you wouldn't get a second date. That's go. Actually... I've raised my standards. But anyways, I my... Oh,
how,
God.
How
they
up.
Were in the... like
actually, the raise your standard will go with the next thing I'm going to ask.
Oh, perfect.
Keep going, keep going.
So anyways... He got mad at me and then started, because I was like, because I didn't want to just go over to his house, he started cussing me out. And I was like, well, now I'm really not coming.
You fucking deserve it.
So fuck you, Maurice.
No, I'm so sad for Maurice. You were doing the right thing. Not getting her drunk, not offering a meal for her, and then just asking her to go to your place. You're a gentleman. You keep doing that. That's
what is this cheese?
That's a panela.
It's very wet.
Yeah, it is. Venezuela.
It's good.
It's good, but they're like very wet, I know.
I've never had this.
This is Mexican, but it's very similar to Venezuelan cheese. I really like it.
It's good.
So, going with the standards, there's something that is now like, they have a Gen Z word for it, but I would like to know, what are your icks? Because there's a page who... writes every X that they see on other videos, and there's some like there's some women that are like, you're crazy, like what gives you the X? And it's like, when they have a mother, like that's so annoying. It's like what the fuck. Like,
so some X.
Nina's X. That's that's the name of the clip. Nina's X.
Okay, let me think.
If they try to get me drunk,
all right. So, like, we've gone on a date. I come back home with you. I guess, like, if your bathroom is super dirty.
Okay.
Ick. If, damn, this is, like, really hard to think of. Because, like, in real life, I would be like, boom, boom, boom. But now that I'm being recorded, I'm like, what are my icks?
No, that's like, when someone's like, oh, tell me something about yourself. You're like.
You're like,
dude, what?
Like, I hate, I was like, I'm not interesting. I can't tell you anything about myself, actually.
I hate when they ask you, like, regular stuff, and you're like, I don't know anything. Like,
what, my least favorite question is, like, what is your hobbies? And I'm like, I have two jobs. I don't have a hobby. I guess stand-up's my hobby, but that's my passion.
Exactly.
It's a passion. Another ick. All right, this one's like a little controversial right now, definitely because of like the economy. But like, I'm 32 years old. If I'm going out with you and like you still live with your parents,
okay,
that's an ick. Like, okay. I need to know why you don't. Like, I need to know why you live with your parents, because there are legitimate reasons why people.
I'm the guy. Let's try it. Oh, because I don't pay rent. Ick or no ick?
That's disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I pay rent. You can pay rent.
Because my mom is been sick, so I'm taking care of her.
That's fine.
Okay. Because my parents don't want me to get out of their house.
No, that's gross.
Okay.
What? You're an adult. Get out of the house. You get out of the house. Like, no.
Dude, I love my room.
I love my room. Ick. I guess another ick for me is like, okay, this is an ick for me.
Okay.
If I am over at your house.
Okay.
And you are like, this has been great and you can stay. Okay. But like, I have to play Call of Duty with my friends. Ick.
Why? No, actually, I understand. Like, I talk with Big Pandia, we talk about gaming. This is an extreme of gaming. Like, when you cannot not do it.
An addiction at that point.
Yeah, it's an addiction, and I agree with you. But
in a
relationship, if he wants to game at some point, like, I don't understand why in relationships, like, the guy goes to play and women are like, that's fucking disgusting. Like,
I think it's fine. I do think it's totally fine for my partner, if like I had a boyfriend or something like that, if they like to play video games, I think that's fine. This particular person was somebody that like I wasn't dating them. Like, I had known them for a while, but we weren't dating. We were just like kind of like a friends with benefits situation. However,
that I hate. Okay, keep going.
However, I'm at your house.
Yeah, you're like, I'm sexy, like, what is happening?
I'm at your house. I just like had your penis in my mouth, and you were gonna be like, hey, this has been great, I'm going to play Call of Duty. Like, what? What? Maybe that speaks to my skill more than anything else, but honestly, anything. If you have any habit that like takes away from like us spending time together, ew. Like there was another guy that I
how many times that has happened? Actually happened to
with
you?
With the video games, only that one person. Okay. But and he had done it more than once.
And you're like
fuck yeah. You. Then I'm just like, I'm gonna go.
You play your fucking little game.
Well, literally, I'll be like, what time do you play your game? And he's like, 8 o'clock. I'm like, okay, I'll be gone before 8.
Okay. No.
But if I am around and he's on his game because he's got his like little headset and his like microphone, and then they can hear me if okay. I say something. So then I usually like say something ridiculous before I leave.
Okay.
I'll be like, he's like, bye, see you. I'm like, bye, just so you know, I clogged the toilet. All right, bye.
Okay, that's good.
And he's like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, I did though.
Usually I do defend the gamers because I won't say I'm a... this is my situation right now. Since I'm dating, I don't care about video games. But when I have a lot of time for myself, I don't have anything to do. I don't have to care about anyone. I do game a lot.
Yeah, that's
but it's
fine.
Because the how I spend my time. But since I'm dating, I don't do it because it is an addiction. If you are with someone and you're with someone that you like and that person just sucked your dick, don't fucking go into gaming. Like
yeah,
spend
literally.
The night with that person. Let's watch a movie. What do we want to do? Do you want to go eat? Let's cook something. Not gaming. Like
yeah.
Your friends are not gonna miss you for one day.
Yeah, it'll be okay. You can do it. You can not do it for one day.
I'm going to end the episode with this. And recently, like, I recorded the podcast of a friend. And he does I Am the Asshole. And we read one.
Oh, yeah.
And you can really find out, like, how the mind of a guy works against the mind of a woman in this particular case. It was like the woman was like, we always spend all the years since we are together. We spend this weekend doing this. And but I am the asshole for just asking him like to not go with his friend on this weekend and instead just keep the tradition and go this weekend. And she was like, the guy was like, we can do it another weekend. We're more like logic, like
mm-hmm.
we can do it next weekend, like nothing's gonna happen. But I do understand, like, no, this is a special moment. So
yeah.
For him was like, it's just 1 hour. I was like, what are we going to do in that hour? It's like, yeah, but it's the time you're
with
me.
And
you
I
piece
think,
of shit.
Well, yeah. And then the other thing, too, is like, I've spent money on a plane ticket. I'm missing work. Like, during the summer, I work at a restaurant. So, like, if I'm not there, I don't make money.
No, and I'm saying, like, it can be like 1 hour of doing nothing.
Yeah,
like,
at least we're together.
But
you know
you are together.
Mean?
It's like, but
and
because
like,
his mind can be like, yeah, but like, it's 1 hour. I just do my work and I'll be back. It's like, you are taking 1 hour away from her. That's
yeah.
the problem.
Yeah. So that's an ick. Another ick. Oh, wait. I had it and then it went away. Oh, well.
Is this one?
It might be that one. I can't read it, though. I'll think of it.
Because it's in Espanol.
Oh, another ick is when people find out, men find out that I do comedy. And then they're just like weird about it. Like,
I don't never understand that.
They're like, oh, you do comedy?
No.
And like, either A, they don't really believe me.
Okay.
Or they're like, oh, I don't like. So this happened last week. And this is not a person that like I'm talking to or dating or anything
okay,
like that.
Just,
this is just
right.
like a random man I met, but I was like, ew. So I did a pretty big show last week.
Nice.
And I met some people who like, definitely have a bigger following than me. They
okay.
tour, stuff like that. I was on a show with them. I made some really great connections. But one of the guys who worked for one of the comics, he was like, oh, do you like do road gigs and stuff? And I was like, I have a car. Like, I will do road gigs if I can make it work. Like, whatever. And he was like, okay, yeah. Because, like, we just, like, don't really find really – we really just don't find any funny female comics. And, like, you actually are funny. And I was like, gross.
That's exactly. That's
gross.
Not, that's not – it's – he was like, I'm gonna compliment her.
Yeah, and like when men are just like, oh, women aren't funny. I'm like, gross, ew, ick.
Okay, there you go. You
that's
you
an
have
ick.
Nine S. icks. And
those are some of them.
We're gonna end this episode, but we're gonna continue talking. I believe this topic, dating, the pool, all of that gets for so much. So we're gonna do the bonus content about that. I believe. I thought about talking about the ocean and aliens, but I believe this is better. The episode is done. Adios.